Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is February the 11th, 8.04 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2013. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, John Boehner, House Speaker of the House, folds like a cheap suit. United States House of Representatives passes a clean debt ceiling hike measure. Get right to it. Republican House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, my home state, caved into reality and allowed the floor vote to raise the nation's debt ceiling today by a 223 to 201 vote. 193 Democrats voted in favor, while only 28 Republicans joined in. Boehner and Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia also voted yay. The Boehner man then had the balls to blame the final passage of the debt ceiling measure on President Obama. Why? Because he would not cooperate with the House GOP's extortion tactics involving cutbacks in Obamacare in exchange for their vote on increasing the nation's debt limit, something that's been done time and time and time and again throughout our nation's 250 plus years existence. Well, the Obama administration was long on the record as stipulating that there would be no concessions granted to the GOP in exchange for a debt ceiling hike. For now, Boehner and his GOP cohorts are just going to do absolutely nothing, nada, until the midterm elections in November 2014, and then simply run on the platform that, based on what is already self-evident to everyone on the planet Earth, the government doesn't work. Why? Because it doesn't get anything done. Well, John Boehner man, the reason is because your party, the party of misfits, the GOP, simply refuses to act on anything or to push for any legislation or even any judicial confirmation for that matter. You can call the GOP speaker, John Boehner, Dr. No. For all practical purposes, the GOP is a nihilistic party, good for nothing and standing for nothing. They are simply acting like those 300 Greek warriors at Thermopylae Pass who held off 1 million Persians. The GOP mighty band of 300 is certainly not acting to save democracy, free thought, self-determination, or advance the enlightenment of humanity, but merely to shore up and solidify the ever-increasing entrenchment of the uber-wealthy and stratospheric elite. 2014 and 2016 are going to usher in a changing of the guard such that the GOP of today will be dismembered to the point where its national presence will give way to a strictly regional role. Well, it's time to dust off that old Whig Party. Remember them? No broken promises since 1857. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it there. This is the Knight Rider. concluding another episode of Rough Riders Radio. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.